A first-of-its-kind strike. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Auto workers walk off the job at all three big U.S. automakers at one plant each for now. But UAW President Sean Fain warns,
if we need to go all out, we will. Everything is on the table.
Robin Murdoch with Fox 2 TV in Detroit is with picketers in Michigan.
The Ford Michigan assembly plant here in Wayne, it does employ about 4,600 workers. They make the Ford Bronco here. About 4,100 workers at that Stellantis assembly plant in Toledo, Ohio. They were also part of this first wave of walkouts. They produce the Jeep Wrangler. And then about 4,100 workers at GM's plant in Wentzville, Missouri. They also went on strike at the stroke of midnight. They build the Chevy GMC vans as well as pickup trucks.
Now, the automakers say they can't afford 40% pay hikes, and GM CEO Mary Barra just said this will not be good for the overall economy. We've just learned President Biden will talk about the strike the day after he went to Maryland, touting his economic agenda, taking a swipe at House Republicans who are considering impeachment, investigating his alleged ties to his son Hunter's business dealings.
Their plan, Maganomics, is more extreme than anything America's ever seen before.
Hunter Biden's lawyer also blames Republicans for a criminal indictment. Abby Lowell tells MSNBC,
it is the folks like Chairman Comer and the Republican MAGA crazies who have been pressuring this U.S. attorney to do something to vindicate their political position.
Hunter Biden's facing three felony gun charges after a tax evasion misdemeanor plea deal that would have wiped out a gun charge fell apart in July. Hurricane Lee may be weaker, but it's becoming extra tropical, getting wider as it moves toward impact in Canada near Maine this weekend.
And that means an expansion of the wind field, a bigger storm, and that's going to bring, you know, more effects along the coast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Former President Trump has an even bigger lead in the 2024 Republican White House race. He's up to 60% in a new Fox News poll. Ron DeSantis is second, 47 points behind. Then Vivek Ramaswamy's two back of the Florida governor. Trump critic Chris Christie, among those in single digits, and 53% in the polls say they would never vote for him. And the front runner in the race, both of them, have their own negative numbers.
Neither President Biden nor former President Trump are seen as being mentally fit to serve as commander-in-chief. More, 61%, say Biden is unfit than Trump at 52%. More voters who responded described former President Trump as corrupt, 56%. Then President Biden, who was seen as corrupt by 48%. In hypothetical head-to-head matchups, President Biden loses to Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, and Mike Pence. Biden beats Chris Christie, Tim Scott, and current number two Republican, Ron DeSantis. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is still in Russia, visiting an aircraft factory and other weapons and technology sites.
The trip has raised concerns about banned weapons transfer deals between Russia and North Korea, sparking speculation that Kim will supply Russia with ammunition for its invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin says Putin has accepted an invitation from Kim to visit North Korea, and that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would also visit the country next month.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers on Wall Street. Stock futures are mixed. Week two of the NFL season kicked off last night.
Swift, first down, and a lot more.
DeAndre Swift ran for a touchdown. Jalen Hurts ran for two scores and threw a TD pass, leading Philadelphia to a 34-28 win over Minnesota on Amazon Prime Video. The Eagles are now 2-0. The Vikings fall to 0-2. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Several days after an explosion tore through the east plant of the ADM complex in Decatur, the plant evacuated again Wednesday. An employee noticing smoke during a walkthrough of the plant, out of the abundance of caution, the immediate area evacuated, and the fire department called for support. The area deemed safe, and employees then again allowed to re-enter. A Washington, D.C. public relations firm facing backlash for working with former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Madigan hiring SKDK for guidance in 2018 as his office faced sexual harassment allegations. However, at the same time, the firm providing support to former Madigan campaign worker who filed a lawsuit accusing the former speaker of retaliating against her when she reported her direct supervisor had harassed her. Illinois Department of Public Health endorsing a CDC recommendation for everyone over the age of 6 months to receive the newly FDA-approved COVID-19 shots, the updated vaccines developed by Moderna and Pfizer. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, it's Friday. Good morning. It's September 15, ESPN 93.5. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they've got a big day, Stevie. The Jazz Walk 5 to 7 has nearly a dozen combos at the base of various sculptures. The Wandell Sculpture Garden celebrating 25 years. The rededication ceremony at 4:15. The social begins at 3:30. This is all at Meadowbrook Park at Windsor and Race Street. Enjoy and get all the details at urbanaparks.org.
Well, meteorologist Greg Solier, we say good morning to you, my friend. It looks like a gorgeous weekend around central Illinois, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Very comfortable for one and all to be just moseying around in the backyard, checking things out on the back 40, getting ready for harvest. Conducive weather pattern for that, or getting the back 40 to maturity, and or checking out Illinois football. Certainly Friday night football will be in great shape around here. We do have a weather system up aloft and may generate even a drop or two of rain. Nothing to impact the ball game or your Sunday. Maybe a little more in the way of cloudiness from time to time. And as we have been talking about, the weather maps and charts still loaded up with a whole bunch of summertime as we cruise to the 80-degree mark and higher the mid to late portions of next week, and a largely dry weather pattern after that. Maybe a couple of showers get going as we head through the remainder of the month of September. We'll have that long-range fall outlook on this weekend's edition of This Week in Agribusiness, and probably the show is already online over at farmprogress.com, so check it out. 50 now at Willard and Savoy, same at Rantoul, 48 at Danville, 51 Bloomington Normal, Sunfield. Yeah, you have my blessing for an extended lunch hour to play hooky this afternoon at 77, the forecast high. Average high this time of the year, right around there. Light east to southeasterly wind, partly cloudy skies for tonight, 51. And maybe a sprinkle comes along tomorrow morning before the game, and maybe late in the game or after it. No big deal. 68 at kickoff, 78 later in the day as south winds gently turn into the west. Down tomorrow night with a sprinkle to 54 and a lingering sprinkly shower here for the day on Sunday. Clouds part in the afternoon at 76, 78 Monday. Partly cloudy, breezy up near 80 Tuesday, lower 80s next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, it happened. UAW strike. Yep. Midnight last night, they went on strike. Three plants are affected. And that's too bad.
It doesn't seem like they're anywhere close.
No,
if the workers want, you know, more pay.
UPS, you've got Blue Cross Blue Shield that is out right now. The Teamsters, I think that we've got to do it. We just have to go on strike. The economy right now is not good, but to do that, we're going to have to bring ourselves up to that so we can afford the economy that we have today.
Around 13,000 workers at plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri have walked off the job. That's after their contract expired at 11:59 without a deal. They've been demonstrating throughout the night. Plan is to continue strikes at additional plants if negotiations continue to fail. UAW workers feel that Detroit's Big Three have raked in billions off their members' back and thus admit that their demands are bold, including a more than 40% wage increase over 4 years, pension benefits for all employees, limiting the use of temporary workers, and four-day work weeks. The automakers maintain that the demands are unrealistic considering the competition that they're facing from Tesla and foreign auto manufacturers right now.
Yeah, I mean, 10% a year is great. If you can get that, that's awesome. But, you know, and I understand inflation, but you supported Joe Biden. That's your guy. All the unions support Joe Biden, so that's kind of your guy. So I take an issue with him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm having a hard time getting on the page of four-day work weeks.
Right.
We're not France.
Right.
We, I don't know. I think it's a lot. And God bless them if they can get it. I'm not for a fair wage for people, but
I think that was Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, said this is going to break us if we were to take this
deal. Well, if you take a deal right and now, you can't pay it and you go bankrupt, and then the government and then you and me bail them out, what the heck's the point?
I know.
You can't. Then you say, well, the CEO's making it. I don't understand with CEO pay.
Right.
I just know that if you're the CEO of something, money is arbitrary. Is Joe Burrow worth $55 million a season?
Right.
I mean, it's what the market is.
That's right.
And so if the market for great CEOs is $50 million, I guess you pay that. But I mean, the workers are making $60 plus all the benefits. I mean, so it's like a $90,000, $100,000 job. And if that's not fair labor, then it's not fair labor. You go to work and you strike, I guess. But do they have the money to strike? I mean, you know, most families can't strike. They have to go to work because they can't pay their mortgage next month. It's kind of how we're wired right now. We're paycheck to paycheck.
Jim Farley's wages last year were $20 million. So the CEO for Ford.
But I mean, why do we begrudge what people make?
I know.
I mean, it's what the market is. If you don't like that, you be the CEO.
Right.
I mean, why would we be jealous of other people? You just worry. And if you don't think it's fair for the work you're doing and what you're getting paid, then you go get another job. That's all. I mean, but to... Essentially, you're going to put a lot of people, you know, it's going to hurt. You're going to hurt a lot, particularly the other companies besides the big three making cars that people like. Mm-hmm. There's Honda and Toyota and all these other things. And if you're trying to keep the American automaker going, striking is it is aggressive. They admit it's aggressive. The 4-day work week is what I'm stumbling with. I mean, who gets 4-day work weeks? I mean, you're lucky if you only work 50 hours a week, right? I mean, you know, we all work hard.
But I think the auto industry has so many robots and technology and all that.
Well, then if you're only paying them 32, it's essentially a huge raise at a 10% a year and then minus 8 hours.
Right.
It's a huge.
Yep.
It's a lot. And particularly right now, with people being nervous about inflation that still is crawling higher, mm-hmm. gas prices going up, food price, everything's still high. Part of their point is, I'm not making enough to make ends meet. I need more money. All right, but why cut the work week? I can get on the page with more money for sure, but then I'm losing, 20% of your week.
Right.
That's a lot.
And then it talks about pensions also being part of the deal they'd like to get.
No, right. I get it. I would get the best deal you can, but if it breaks the company, and they're going to say it's not going to break the company, they're making billions and all
right,
that.
Right, right.
All right, anyway, that's your lead story this morning. Hey, might want to stand by very, very close to your radio over the next 10 minutes because we just had an opportunity pop up about the Illinois-Penn State game tomorrow.
Okay.
I want you to... stand by.
All righty.
We check our sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
Well, number 7, Penn State at Illinois is 11 a.m. kickoff. It's the Hail to the Orange game. So get your orange from Game Day Spirit, either location. A great place to stop for some new orange. You might have already worn, a few of your outfits. Now you need something new, so step it up a notch. You could go in early for those $3 hot dogs and drinks. And, the Red Grange is going to be out 3 hours before kickoff in Grange Grove for picture opportunities. And then there's that freaky fast Jimmy John's dash between the third and fourth quarter.
Who is Red Grange?
I don't know.
Same guy?
I don't know.
That's your assignment.
Exactly.
Who is Red
but he
Grange?
He does stick out in the crowd with that old-fashioned looking helmet.
But is it the same kid?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what we want.
He was good the first
time. Oh, boy, he's fast.
Yeah. Freaky fast.
Yep.
So we have Philadelphia and St. Louis today. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals are coming off one of their best road trips of the year, winning 6 of 9 overall and taking 2 of 3 from the Braves, Reds, and Orioles. Now they get set for a matchup with another team in the playoff hunt in the Philadelphia Phillies. While the Braves have already locked up the NL East, the Phillies currently hold the top wildcard spot in the National League. The Cardinals will open the series with left-hander Zach Thompson, who is continuing to try to set himself up for a spot in the rotation next season. He's 5-5 with a 4.06 ERA. Thompson did not face the Phillies earlier this year when the Cardinals got swept in a three-game series. In two career relief appearances against Philadelphia, both coming last year, he did not allow a run in an inning and two-thirds. Aaron Nola starts for the Phillies. He had his best start of the year when he faced off against the Cardinals earlier this season, throwing seven shutout innings. Overall, Nola is 6-3 with a 2.41 ERA in 10 career starts against St. Louis. First pitch from Busch Stadium tonight is scheduled for 7:15. That means our coverage gets underway at 6:20. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
After a day off, the Cubs are in action in Arizona with an 8:40 start using Justin Steele on the mound. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Minnesota is at Chicago to face the White Sox, and that's a 6:40 start. Eagles over the Vikings 34-28 yesterday. Bears and Buccaneers, Stevie, and that'll be fun to watch at Pia's. In fact, Pia's tonight for Central and Centennial reunion. Their 40th reunion, I believe, year. Or last month they were talking about a band on the patio and, you know, all kinds of classes from Central and Centennial. Really, I think after four, they're ready to greet everybody. And then there's the big game.
Eric got enough room over there?
I think so. He's saying bring it.
Yeah.
We'll stumble into the, the donut place next door or, you know, the car shop next door. Let's do this.
Remember, there are only four words you need to say if you get to the 40th.
Okay.
Hey, you're looking good.
You're looking good. I used that yesterday when I was out and about, that United Way Pillar Leadership Celebration at Carmen's. And boy, Chancellor Robert Jones bringing it. He's a great speaker. Oh, yeah. I hadn't heard him before. And boy, they are raising a lot of great money for our community.
Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look as old as I think he is. He's size 60s, isn't he?
Is that right?
68, 69.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that either.
You know, he looks good. And
you're looking good.
Yeah, he does. He's a good guy. All right, it's 7:17. Brett Bielma yesterday.
Well, obviously excited to get back out on the playing field. I think anytime you have a game like we did last Friday, to get back out there is what everybody wants, players, coaches, really fans probably. So excited for a Penn State game. I know we got an anticipated crowd, probably as big as we've had here since I've been here, so excited for that. Orange out, all that goes into it, I think for us as head coach, I tried to get orange jerseys here. We're going to go all orange, but the supply chain issue popped in, so we can't get our orange jerseys. But
supply chain? What's the supply chain
on
issue?
On orange?
I mean, how long can I say COVID for an excuse?
Right.
Give me my jerseys.
What's up with that?
Give me my dang jersey. Pete's sake, don't be pulling supply chain.
Everybody in Memorial Stadium orange but our team? Wearing white then, huh?
Come on, man. All right, weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, it is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. In fact, we'll learn more in about an hour from some of the officials at Carl on high risk and keeping care of your health. Carl.org for details.
All righty, we check our weather ahead of the Fox Business Minute, and I'm telling you, stand by, call your friends. You're going to want what I'm offering here in just a moment. All right, stand by. Don't go away. I know you're in the car. You got to go to work. Hold on a couple of moments.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panham is Saturday, and a fairly quiet weather picture expected over the weekend. Weak upper system may introduce some cloudiness and a sprinkle over the course of the weekend. Ought to be in good shape, though, weather-wise for football Saturday around these parts. 68 at kickoff later in the day. Temperatures well into the 70s. And looking for some late summertime warmth. Plenty of that ahead for next week in a largely dry weather pattern as well. Sunny and 77, the forecast high for your Friday with a light east to southeast wind, partly cloudy skies tonight, 51. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. Again, maybe a sprinkle comes along as the day wears on. 78 later in the ballgame on a south wind shifting westerly. Maybe a sprinkle early and a shower late tomorrow night, low down to 54. And there may be a stray shower here on Sunday morning. No big deal. Clouds, some sun, high to about 76. Warm up next week to 78 on Monday. Tuesday high near 80 on increasing southeast to south winds. Lower 80s then for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Overnight lows down near 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Bank,
leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The United Auto Workers Union is conducting a targeted walkout against the big three automakers, stopping work at one plant at each company. Both General Motors and Ford shares are losing ground. Stellantis shares are flat. GM CEO Mary Barra says the walkout will not be good for the economy overall. She says GM is ready to keep negotiations going and believes the strike could be resolved very quickly. Now that British chip designer Arm stunned with its stock launch that valued the company at more than $65 billion, the Wall Street Journal says Arm needs to have its business run more than perfectly if it's to live up to the expectations of Wall Street. Grocery delivery company Instacart is planning to launch its stock next week. It's raising expectations, hoping to launch the stock at $30. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com and let's get started on your project.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Tyler, you up?
I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Burton, Operations Director at Sarah Champagne. They got Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and the hot thing they call Subaru. Man, mm-hmm. You guys have been selling a lot of stuff lately, haven't you, Tyler?
We absolutely have been. Yeah, we've got a lot of them sitting out there, too. It's been crazy. We've had trucks arrive daily, hourly, it feels like.
Well, we find that manufacturers give more cars to dealers you sell them, huh?
They tend to, yes, sir.
Right. Tyler Burton, all right. What is the offer that I have for my wonderful listener today?
Well, we've got Ben gave me some tickets to give away this morning on the 50-yard line for Penn State. I don't know how it gets much better than that.
I don't know how it gets much. And right. Plus, don't you have a parking pass with this thing?
Absolutely.
Nice.
So it's a sweet parking pass. Absolutely fantastic, close, like really close parking pass. Then I think it's row 17 just above the helmets.
Yeah, row 16. Yeah, right over the helmet. So
I mean, you're going, man, this is how close they get for high school football. Look at me.
That's awesome.
And it's also one of the best teams in America. It's Penn State, who has one of their best teams ever. They're coming in, and we're going to try and upset them. It's going to be an orange out. Brent Bilma said he expects the biggest crowd that we've ever had since he's been here. So it's going to be full.
Isn't that guy amazing? What a leader.
Hey, Brent's my guy. I mean, it's amazing how it went south in all the publications and all the online stuff and how bad we are and all the soul searching and everything else. And I like it. The guy said,
we've been around for a while for Illini football, but I don't know if we've ever been this excited for Illini football.
Well, that's therein lies a little danger, because I kind of needed to be competitive tomorrow. I really do. I mean, I can't see the swing pass getting 15 yards on. Like, it just was a, you know, we're adjusting to new people. We got Matt Bailey back, who's going to help in that defensive backfield. But they asked Brett Bielema about soul searching. And it's like, who said soul searching? Anybody? And then Brett said this. The reporter said, you know, what about that soul searching?
Who said that?
Well, you. Analysis.
Give me the definition. What is it?
Some analysis.
So did we look at what we didn't do well?
Correct.
I mean, that was a kind way to let the guy out of it, because it was like, well, who? Tell me who said soul searching. Nobody said soul searching. Right. The reporter said soul searching.
Right.
Because I'm soul searching. Anyway, we're going to go out there. It's going to be a little let's see how we look thing. And if I'm telling you, if we're in this thing in the third quarter and it's going well, I think it's going to be absolutely a huge home field tomorrow, because I think we're going to have 45,000-50,000, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So I've got.
Well, I can tell you, Stevie, Sarah Champagne's going to have the orange and blue for Penn State when they arrive at the airport. So we'll have a bunch of orange and blue up, so they know where they're at.
Nice.
We'll have them ready for it.
Okay. Awesome. Attaboy. Okay. Tyler Burton, operations director. What we're going to do is we're going to find somebody, and then we're going to instruct them to come to the Sarah Champagne campus and find Tyler.
Absolutely. All right. Find me, and we'll get him transferred to you.
We will be in touch with you, buddy boy. Thank you for your time, and thank you to Ben Quattrone and Tyler Burton. Thank you, buddy.
Awesome.
All right. Okay, so here it is. 4 50-yard line tickets. And I don't, please, I'm an honor system, don't sell them.
Right.
Please, this is for a very special four people that you know, yeah, or you yourself. You guys need a break. You're check the check. It's a real hard struggle financially. Mm-hmm. These are really primo expensive tickets. You don't just buy these. You have to, like, you know, foundation fund thing. I mean, it takes a donation to even get into the loop to do this. So these are high level, and we ask that you use them, or somebody you know. So what you do to have a chance is text Diane, 217-359-2255, text in Illini, and you'll have a chance, and then we'll get back to you here, obviously, in the next hour or two, because we want you to go to Sarah and get them. So we want you to text us now if you are interested in a really cool opportunity to sit on the 50-yard line tomorrow. Let's see. I think I'm over here. The usher might say, may I help you? Yeah. We're down there.
I love it.
And you're not too low, because you got to see over the players, and they're perfectly over the helmets.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay. What can I do for you? Except get you four primo seats with a primo parking pass. And you're just the beneficiary, because you happen to be listening to the radio this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Okay. I know Merle Norman is our deal
Merle
today.
Merle Norman. What we got is a Stever. That's at GoStever.com today. You can go on there and learn that it's a consultation. It's a facial.
Yeah.
And then you get the colors that you've never been told match what you have.
Right. You really look at the color of your skin, this color analysis. Marilyn is terrific at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive. Right now, they've got a free gift special when you purchase two or more skincare or cosmetic products. Merle Norman can really get you looking good.
All right. So what you do is go to GhostSteever.com. If you are notified tonight via email that you win, you'll have a week to set up an appointment. Go see Marilyn. They play with your face. It's fun. Diane loves it.
I do.
And then I give you $100 to just buy a few things, and try it out for yourself. She'll tell you how to apply it and everything.
Yeah.
She's just great.
Blend it in and it just make you look awesome.
And the feedback we get from Marilyn is just across the board awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. It's on Market View next to Carpet Weavers. You'll see Merle Norman. And again, it's GoStever.com. The program where I, Stevie J, give you money. You spend it and keep the stuff.
I love it.
All right. It's GoStever.com. Texts are coming in, as you can imagine, for the Illini 450 Hardline
Seat. Go Illini.
Parking pass. Oh, I see Stevie J's texting a few times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because if nobody would have texted, I'm ready to take it out. No, we got a lot of you that want these. Diane's the official judge of this.
Thanks a lot, Stevie.
Let her figure it out.
We'll probably pick a number and be random.
Okay, that's fine.
Sounds good.
We are
11 a.m. kickoff tomorrow.
11 a.m. kickoff
tomorrow.
The
weather looks great.
Weather looks perfect. And you'll be on 50-yard line. Man,
mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, Brother Johnny on Friday. Stand by. It is 7:30 ESP on 93.5. Be right back.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A United Auto Workers strike starts with three plants to start. Robin Murdoch with Fox 2 Detroit at a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan.
It does employ about 4,600 workers. They make the Ford Bronco here. About 4,100 workers at that Stellantis assembly plant in Toledo, Ohio. They produce the Jeep Wrangler. And then about 4,100 workers at GM's plant in Wentzville, Missouri. They build the Chevy GMC vans as well as pickup trucks.
Contract talks are expected to resume tomorrow. President's son Hunter Biden's attorney says federal gun charges related to his drug use at the time are politically driven.
This office has never brought a charge like this against anybody. Therefore, you have to ask what changed.
Abby Lowell on MSNBC, a plea deal on tax charges that would have also had these gun charges eventually wiped out fell apart. There's no time or place announced for Hunter Biden to turn himself in. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the governor naming leadership for the Office of Firearm Violence Prevention, appointing Quiwana Bell as Assistant Secretary of the OFVP, the office working to reduce firearm violence rates across Illinois while improving access to education, employment, and other critical services. Number of current and former Central Illinois United States Postal Service workers charged with fraud related to the Paycheck Protection Program, a federal grand jury indicting 19 individuals, the PPP providing federally backed funds to small businesses that were directly affected by the COVID pandemic. Second person charged in a deadly June shooting at Urbana. Police say Eddie Williams shot and killed in a parking lot in the 1300 block of Silver Street June 30th. Afterwards, Eric Nash arrested in an apartment on Silver Street. During the investigation, police identified Sidney Smith as a second suspect in the homicide. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, pleasant spell of September weather ahead over the next couple of days. A little more in the way of cloudiness as the weekend progresses, and maybe even a few drops of rain here and there of no consequence. Looking for some late summertime warm. Plenty of that ahead for next week and into the following week, a couple of showers as well. So a little bit of everything for everyone, including some concerns over the expanding dryness across the area. That'll be the story here, a good part of the fall season. Sunny and 77 today. Mighty southeasterly wind, 51 in the overnight low for tonight. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow, about 68 or so a kickoff. Tomorrow late morning, 78 later in the ball game. Maybe a sprinkle in the air of no consequence, light wind. Tomorrow night, maybe a sprinkle and a brief shower, low down to 54. Clouds, maybe a stray sprinkly rain shower early in the day. Sunday, the high to 76. Nice weather ahead next week. Highs at 78 on Monday, up near 80 Tuesday. Lower 80s for next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Overnight lows near 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
I didn't see your jersey till just now. I just put the camera on.
Yeah, Butkus number.
Yeah, he wore 50 at Illinois.
That's right, go Illini.
Brand new?
Yeah, this was from Pia's.
Wow.
Actually, I should have given it away, but it was sitting there, Stevie. And,
wow.
And I was picking up, and it was late. And
there's already dirt on it, so you just grabbed it.
I'm like, you know, this will fit me.
It looks awesome.
I think anyway. McClain brought it to Pia's last, you know, when we were on a live broadcast. And from Game Day Spirit.
Well, it looks like a nice Game Day Spirit shirt. Right. Okay, so we are giving out four Sarah Champagne 50-yard line seats for Illinois Penn State. We're talking smack dab 50-yard line, man. It's 17 rows up just over the helmets, and I'm giving them away. And plus a close parking pass.
Yes.
You have to look it up on the map because you've never parked here.
That's right.
So it's
VIP, baby.
It's 217-359-2255. And just text in Illini if you want to be considered. We will decide before the end of the program who gets these 50-yard line seats. Well, it's Friday. Brother Johnny's down in New Orleans, Louisiana. The big Thursday night game last night, Philadelphia and Minnesota. Philly wins by 6. The line was 6. How did they do that, Johnny? How do the odds makers?
I don't know.
How do they do that? How do they fix it?
They're pretty good. Man. If they weren't, we'd be able to make money on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Jalen Hurts connects with Devonta Smith for an electric 63-yard Eagles touchdown is the headline here. Your Saints will be in action in Carolina on Monday night.
At Carolina Monday night.
Yeah.
So,
well, I got to tell you, Stevie, Diane reminded me of saw Archie Griffin's jersey right there, and I normally
hold on. Let me tell people there's too many young people listening. In the 70s, Archie Griffin was a 2-time Heisman Trophy winner for Ohio State.
Okay,
Archie Griffin's team, Ohio State, was here, and Johnny
The jersey's hanging there right there for me to grab. The only difference, Dan, that was about an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff. I don't know what I was in the visiting locker room being a scout teamer. We were practicing, but we had a JV team, so we were practicing on Saturday morning. And I don't even usually think about stealing something.
Right.
Man, and that could have had some ripple effect, because I would have guessed they had a spare jersey, but I didn't know.
Well, now here's the
other around. Yeah. There was nobody anywhere around.
Here is your ultra trivia. What number did Archie wear?
I think it was 45.
I believe it was 45. I think you're right.
And Steve, it's almost like it was bait for something. Right. Anyway, I didn't take it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's back in the days of a coach named Woody Hayes. And
Woody Hayes.
Illinois
yeah.
would
yeah.
always be nothing at halftime against teams like that and then lose 30-0.
Or 3-0. We'd be winning 3-0.
Right. And
lose
right.
like 58-3.
And I just am compelled at this moment. It just clicked. I just have to tell the brief story. Johnny played Illinois football for 4 years. He was Unity High School superstar wide receiver.
Yeah.
Back in the day when they didn't throw the football.
Right.
He was all Courier Land, all Gazette, all area, everything.
Yep.
And he was he walked on to the University of Illinois and was on a scout team.
Mm-hmm.
His junior year, I guess it was your scout. It was his senior year, whenever those later.
It's my senior year, but it was my third football year because I redshirted myself 1 year.
Okay, gotcha.
That's right. So he redshirted himself. So anyway, so he was scout team player of the year. And Tab Bennett, the former SID who passed away tragically of cancer, I do believe. Tab was the SID, sports information director. And he said it was like, he won the Academy Award. Everybody stood because, you know, here's a guy out there busting butt because he loved football.
Right.
And he gets Scout Team Player of the Year. Then Mary Diane and I had the 50-yard line seats because players got a chance to get two tickets when they dressed. And Johnny would dress from time to time. So in Bob Blackman's final game against Northwestern, he dressed. And you know, you didn't have a number. They just threw a jersey your way, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was. That was number 26, man.
Yeah, you're number 26 that day. It wasn't.
Yeah, because it was whatever's in the bottom of the laundry
right.
bin is what I got.
Yeah. They put number 26. So we were pointing out, there's Johnny. I see him. Hey, wave, you know, all that. and what I think is amazing is we're winning the game 48-6. And all the players are telling Coach Blackman to put Johnny in. You know, it was his last game. Now he had one more year of eligibility. So it was, anyways, last game of the year. Bob Blackman was about to be fired. And so they, you know, Johnny, he called Johnny and asked him if he remembered the split in screen, wasn't it, Johnny? It was something that you hadn't run for 2 years.
Yeah, wide screen left.
Wide screen left. And so they put Johnny in the game. Quarterback Ray Pokorny had never completed a pass. Johnny had caught a pass. So Ray opened up, threw the ball high. Johnny went up on the ladder, caught the football, and 11 angry Wildcats, as you say, tackled you after a two-yard gain, and they carried Johnny off the field.
Yes!
And that was a great moment. We couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. But here's the irony. The cover of the University of Illinois football program, the big glossy program, had a sketch of a player who was jumping over a pile, number 26.
Yes!
That was weird about that. But that was fun. We won 48-6, and Bob didn't have to play me, and maybe he wouldn't have gotten fired anyway. He did. that day, I think.
Well, and with your one catch and two-yard gain, you were also on the final Bob Blackman TV show the next morning.
Okay.
On Channel 3, Johnny was one of the guests. Marty Friel.
Yeah, Marty Friel. We combined for 152 yards, 7 catches, and 2 touchdowns. I had the 2 yards.
Yes.
And so, well, but, yeah, I got 1-for-1. You can't beat that, but... And after Bob Blackman came, I got to tell you, Gary Moeller comes in. He played for Woody, coached with Bo Schembechler. So we're going to get serious. He had like 12 plays, and he talked to us about visualization and focus and learning the weakness of your opponent. That way you can defeat him. That's why we were winning 3-0 and a half and losing 56-3. But I'd never raised my hand. I almost did twice when coach was talking because I think I was the only engineering student on the team. But anyway, I was going to tell him, coach, that'll only work if you've got all the better athletes because otherwise they're going to learn our weakness and beat the crap out of us, which is exactly what happened. If you got to about the middle of the second quarter, I'm telling you, we couldn't get to the line of scrimmage because we only had 6 plays one way and 6 the other. Now, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but one wide out, we were going to run over you.
Yeah.
But we didn't have those All-Americans too deep, like Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah.
But that was the 3-yard and cloud of dust, and it was that philosophy, but it also took a player who could learn the other guy's weakness and then beat him. Because otherwise, you were going to get beat, mm-hmm. one of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you do the same thing over and over, somebody usually comes on top because they got a little better skill at whatever you're doing. And that's what happened for 3 years. I think we won 3 games.
Yeah. Maybe you should have raised your hand, Johnny.
We should have played a little more like a chess game. I got a feeling Gary wasn't going to listen to that because it had worked for him for what, 20 years. Then he goes back to Michigan and goes to the Rose Bowl,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
Yeah,
right. He had the superior athlete.
That's right.
2 deep All-Americans makes a difference. There's no doubt. But
Did you ever use some of that philosophy in business, though? You know more than your competition kind of thing, Johnny, after that kind of speech?
Yes. I think it can come in handy, and you should always focus to do the best you can, but I think you also have to throw a little strategy and maybe chess philosophy in there, mm-hmm. because football allows you to beat a better team because you can simply out-coach them, and that's why I like the game.
Yeah.
But, man, there was no real clever coaching going on. It was just by the time we played Archie Griffin, Stevie J, in the fourth quarter, if the quarterback is like, guys, it's on 2, and I'm giving it to 45 right here, we're going right here, and just told, ready? Are you guys ready? Hut 1, hut 2. Archie would have got a first down.
Yeah.
We couldn't stop him by then. Yeah. It was over.
Yeah.
Because they all knew what to do and who couldn't do what and where to run it. We just couldn't stop them.
So I guess recruiting does matter, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And I guess if that's your advantage. But you might also remember we had an era where we couldn't win the Rose Bowl. The Big Ten would go out there.
Yeah.
And those guys had good athletes, but they would play a little more cagey, and they would just beat us all the time because we couldn't quite run over them every time. And they couldn't run over Ohio State or Michigan either, but they would throw over them.
Yeah, right.
And we were a little behind the curve there. So,
Brother Johnny on the Tavern's Towing phone line reminiscing about some great times in the 1970s. So, and I did note that we had a kind of a 70s reunion, and it was amazing how many people gravitated to Johnny.
Yeah.
Because they all remembered him, and they all knew that he was out there not for the glory of Saturday, but it was because he loved football.
Yeah.
And boy, when you scored a touchdown on the varsity defense, wasn't that didn't the coaches kind of get on those guys when you caught a touchdown?
Well, first of all, that did not happen very often. But there were some fun times, and I really had more fun doing that than you could ever imagine. Because, Steve, we'll still go out there and throw the ball. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Now, I got hit a few times, and then in practice, they filmed it. We'd watch the films. I go, whoa, I don't remember that. And I
really?
Did think about, thank God, Steve, that I'm still walking around.
Yeah.
Because I was not big enough to do that.
Well, now, let me tell you, there was a guy who's since passed away. Derwin Tucker was a really good wide receiver. He was drafted by the Los Angeles Rams at the time. And I went up to him one time and said, I'm Johnny Cacciatore's brother. And Derwin Tucker, who was an NFL player, he said, oh, man, I love that man. I used to punish him.
I used to punish him.
You took some hits from Derwin Tucker back
then. Derwin would punish me. I mean, if I caught the ball, yeah. He didn't like that.
Right.
And he was a defensive back, for crying out loud.
Right.
And they wanted you to remember. Those days, too, you could get high load, and leading with the helmet was part of the game.
Yeah,
so it was fun, but it was. I'm glad I played, and I'm glad I'm not playing anymore.
Last thing. So the defense, first team defense, gives up a touchdown, gaping hole, and one of the coaches just rips the defense for like 15 minutes, and then Johnny. The three very critical words scout teams never want to hear. Run it again.
Run it again? Oh, that was just the part of the sentence. And he says, and that back's head better come off.
So the running back in the huddle, what's he thinking when he has to get the ball?
It was Dave Chafka. I remember the guy. And he was white. I mean, not racially. He was pale, ashen. And he was kind of shaken.
You're going after me.
I remember I was lined up with Octavius Morgan at tight end, played for Pittsburgh.
What, Octavius was like 6'8", wasn't he?
When we snapped the ball, everything went dark because my helmet was going the wrong way around. Because you could slap the helmet back then, too.
Well,
what happened to Dave Chaska?
Well, the play was right up the middle, and he went sideways, then actually ran backwards, but all 11 guys jumped on him.
Yeah.
So he was running backwards to get away. somewhere there's a film video still in the file on that one. Poor Dave Chaska. Whatever happened to Dave Chaska?
He was pretty good. He was a good player. That was freshman team against the varsity. The coach was going ballistic. He got all the guys mad, you know. And Octavius was usually pretty nice to me, but he slapped my helmet around, so I know how Danny Wolf.
Danny Wolf, you're looking out the ear hole, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, my neck didn't go with it. So
oh, my gosh.
Kudos to all those who are the practice players and, you know, the JV and all of that who really make our players great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they didn't like Johnny because, you know, he actually worked like Kenny Battle. He went all out. And when you caught that touchdown of against All-American Mike Gall, the safety.
Well, it was my game, so, yeah, I was playing hard. But I also got to play, like I played some of the stars of the other team. Like there was a Lightfoot from West Virginia was a superstar, and I played Cornelius Green.
Wow.
So they could practice their lanes.
Wow.
I was supposed to scramble, and they practiced their lanes so they wouldn't.
Wow.
Let him go.
Yeah,
so
great.
I was having fun all the time.
That's pretty cool. We got into reminiscing today. That was fun. those are incredible. I mean, that's a minute ago now, man. That's 45 years, 45, 50. Man.
Jeez, Chris.
That's nuts.
We had a great defense. I knew all the like J.C. Caroline was our defensive back coach.
Well,
great guy.
Carl Meyer was your Eric Meyer's dad. Carl
was the JV coach.
Yeah, he was Johnny's coach.
Freshman coach for sure.
Yeah.
And then we had Dave Adolph, who was really one of the best defensive coaches in the NFL for years with Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
And he would have been a head coach, except Dave had the great Browns defense. Unfortunately, that was the defense that J.
John Elway ran the 98-yard drive into the blizzard.
The drive,
And they won the game and then won that Super Bowl.
Yep,
but
yep.
That was Dave Adolph, and he had a great defense. And he was really and you know Coach loves you when he says something like, "Catch a Jerry, if you get any uglier, they'll bury you." And so that kind of thing. That means they like you.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Incredible. All right.
You need to go through a car wash.
Well, back then, everybody was hairy and bearded.
Right.
I mean, the long hair and everything else.
He had a military, burr cut.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
He was really a good coach.
But Madonna,
coached Studwell and the boys.
Scott Studwell was played with the Vikings forever. But that was an age when Bob Blackman would have football practice. And at 5:30, I'd see him going to par 3 on Neal Street. I mean, the coach would go and hit a few balls.
Nice.
They work
unwind.
6 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Right.
Now is their schedule anyway.
Right there at Neal and Winter.
Well, we had a couple disadvantages. Bob did. We had Ohio State and Michigan. He had the best record against them of all the other coaches in the Big Ten. But we had no bowl game. It was Rose Bowl or nothing. So.
Yeah.
He'd win 6 games and we're home, you know?
Yeah, Well, I thought Bob Blackman never beat Ohio State or Michigan, right?
No, he had the best record.
Outside of those, I see.
Yeah.
So the Iowa, Minnesota's, and Wisconsin's, I mean, we won all those. It was generally a 5-6, 6-5 record every year, wasn't it?
Let's just put that, if Ohio State and Michigan weren't in our league, we would have won the Big Ten.
Wow.
Okay. But that was not going to happen. But anyway, those were different days.
Yep.
We've got number 7, Penn State.
We've got Penn State tomorrow.
That's going to be tough.
Penn State is perhaps the team that's going to knock off Ohio State and Michigan this year. So I don't know. Can we stay with a team ranked 7th that has their best team in a while?
Well, yeah. I think we got the players, and we need to tweak our D. We got to look at the flats. They're going to go to the flats, and we better have something because both our first two teams had a lot of room out to the right and the left. And so, but, yeah, we got players, and they'll look at that. And, hey, we beat them in 9 overtimes, so let's go.
Well, and you know what? When we beat them 2 years ago in 9 overtimes, Penn State was ranked 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
No, I do remember that. That was great. No, yeah. We can beat them. Hey, it's going to take our best game, and we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason they're coming into town.
That's right. Let's see.
What time's that kickoff?
It's on Fox, so it's national game.
11 a.m.
Okay.
All right, Johnny. Well, great reminiscing. Yes. Awesome. That was awesome. That was fun.
Nothing like football season, CBJ.
That's right.
Well, it's
Bears
it's,
have Tampa Bay. That's like 2.5 with Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay's very good. I think
so
Bears can go down
clip.
And win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are good, there's a future in it. And ultimately, you could possibly make $9,375,000 a snap.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron did.
Yeah. That's what Aaron did.
4 snaps for 37
this week. He had surgery.
He said.
Thanks for all your thoughts and prayers. Yeah. He mentioned prayers, which
right.
I thought was positive.
Said
so.
Surgery
no, that's
great.
Good, and I'm filming for him. But that's a heck of a deal, wasn't
yeah.
it, man?
Unbelievable. Johnny, appreciate you. Thanks for your time. We'll call you next week.
All right. Thank you, Diane. Thanks, DJ.
Have a
good
weekend.
Talk soon, brother Johnny, down in New Orleans. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Reminiscent.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so fun to get his stories about. You know, he'd come home with AstroTurf burns.
Yeah.
And he'd have his elbows all bloody and just... But he just
loved it. Loved the game.
He loved it, and he worked like crazy. There was no let up. It's one of those Kenny right. you can
just
relate
going
with,
after it.
You can relate with Kenny Battle.
Yeah,
that was Johnny in practice.
Yeah, get after it.
That was his game.
That's right.
That's when he competed and he could catch anything.
I mean, it was kind of like that Rudy movie for Notre Dame.
I had Rudy on the air, and I called Johnny. They were on together,
right?
Because it was very comparable.
It is
carried off the field, got in for
that's
the
right.
whole thing.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle, Saturday, and a fairly quiet weather picture expected over the weekend. Weak upper system may introduce some cloudiness and a sprinkle over the course of the weekend. Ought to be in good shape, though, weather-wise for football Saturday around these parts. 68 at kickoff later in the day. Temperatures well into the 70s. And looking for some late summertime warmth. Plenty of that ahead for next week in a largely dry weather pattern as well. Sunny and 77, the forecast time for your Friday with a light east to southeast wind.
wind, partly cloudy skies tonight, 51. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. Again, maybe a sprinkle comes along as the day wears on. 78 later in the ballgame on a south wind shifting westerly. Maybe a sprinkle early and a shower late tomorrow night, low down to 54. And there may be a stray shower here on Sunday morning. No big deal. Clouds, some sun, high to about 76. Warm up next week to 78 on Monday. Tuesday high near 80 on increasing southeast to south winds. Lower 80s then for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Overnight lows down near 60. For Steve EJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
We are giving away 450-yard line seats, primo seats for tomorrow's game, courtesy of Ben Quattron, Tyler Burton, and everybody at Sarah Champaign. If you are interested in 450-yard line seats tomorrow, I'm asking you to use these. Do not sell them.
That's right.
Obviously, I can't tell. I won't be able to track this, but I'm asking as kind of the honor system, please do not scalp these. This is primo seats. We want the right people in those seats, and that's you.
That's right. So, and are we texting in Illini then? 359-2255.
Anybody texting in?
Yes, they are.
217-359-2255 to get entered.
Mm-hmm.
Just text me Illini. Diane will make the, she is the lone judge of this.
Thank you.
So she is in charge of choosing or randomly picking whatever
right,
she chooses.
Right.
Four seats just above the helmets, 50-yard line, Penn State, big game, national TV, the whole deal. You'll be there.
Right.
Got to wear orange,
and
please.
You'll be going to Sarah to pick these up.
Yep.
Usually I have people go in the door that's closest to the Thorntons. And
you just got to go find Tyler Burton.
Right.
So it's like a little scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, but we'll brief Tyler as to who wins.
Yes.
So they'll know you're coming.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to break for the news and come back again. Our Stever offer, where I'm taking care of your beautiful face. Your just wonderful face. It'll have the right colors and tones.
Yes.
You'll be given a facial and then free product that I'm buying for you.
Right.
Just go to GoStever.com. You can click on that. If it's not for you, your spouse, or significant, somebody's going to want this.
You know, moms and daughters getting ready for homecoming, that session with Marilyn at Merle Norman, 706 Market View Drive, that would be a nice bonding experience.
There
for
you go.
Half hour, 45 minutes. Good
okay.
stuff.
All right, just go to GoStever.com mm-hmm. and you'll have a chance to get that.
That's right.
Okay, we'll break for the news. Come back one more hour to go. By the way, Johnny, Tab Bennett was a superstar defensive end for Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a big star. So one time Johnny was flying back in. This was when Johnny was in high school. He's on an airplane coming back to Willard, sitting next to Tab Bennett.
Okay.
So I go to autograph day at Illinois when I'm in grade school. And I get Tab's autograph. And he signs best. I said, my brother sat by you on an airplane. One of those things, you know.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that's great. He's wearing big 75. He's a big guy.
Uh-huh.
Signs an autograph. Best wishes, sincere regards, Tab Bennett.
Okay.
And so walk around, get other autographs. It wasn't massive crowd. It was just back in the 70s. And so I'm walking away, and I wave at Tab, and Tab looks back and says, hey, say hi to your brother. That's
okay.
Pretty good memory.
Nice.
And forever, I signed an autograph. I used to grab people's notebooks and pretend I was famous, and I'd write, best wishes, sincere regards.
I see.
Because Tab Bennett did. And then Tab turned out to be the sports information director when Johnny was playing.
Uh-huh.
So it's a small world. All right. Break for the news. Coming back again, 217-359-2255. You text me Illini if you want to get these four primo seats. Great seats. Prime right on the 50 for Penn State national game, plus the parking pass.
Yes.
Somebody's going to win these, and it might be you.
I love it.
We'll be right back. News, weather, sports, all in our final hour of the week. Stand by. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the